All right, hang on, drivers. 2 minutes, and we'll come right back. Hey, drivers, 46 minutes after. Great to have you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yeah, we've got the Ask the Law Marathon going. This is May 31st, 2006, and you better believe we're live on the air with the Ask the Law program, brought to you as a public service by Alcoa Wheel Products, Midnight Trucking, and the Open Road Cafe. With us, R.J. Taylor from Old Blue USA and Senior Trooper Monty Dial from the Texas Highway Patrol. The information and the answers to questions are up to date and can change without notice. I just had somebody hang up. I've got a line free if you want to get on board and join us. And I'll tell you, man, there's, it looks like, man, this morning's just rocking and rolling here. We're just going by here, and we're going to be finished with this in about an hour and 10 minutes. But don't forget tomorrow that RJ and Trooper Dial will be back. And RJ, man, I got to compliment you for getting all this together for us.
Well, thankfully, Elizabeth called me yesterday morning at 8 o'clock.
Yes.
To remind me, oh, you are doing the show here, aren't you?
It's glad to see you. Glad you
made
it.
And I had to get out my wings.
Well, sure, and then fly to Dallas, and lo and behold.
I think we have Staff Sergeant Jim Brokaw coming on in about...
I believe so.
8 1/4 minutes,
believe it or not. Believe, well, actually, be about 12 or 13, but pretty close. Close enough for government work.
Well, hey.
Let's go to the phone. Say good morning to Rick in Florida. Rick, good morning. Welcome. You're on with Trooper Monty Dial and RJ.
I've been listening since midnight.
Oh, man. Glad to have you.
I was wondering when I was going to hear Mustang call in. It's always a laugh when he calls.
Oh, you bet.
I had a question, Trooper Dial, about the marker lights on the back of the trailer.
Yes, sir.
Now, the company I'm leased to, they got a lot of trailers that have them on the bottom. Now, that's going to be a violation, right?
No, sir. No. The violation is if you add any additional lighting.
Okay.
See, prior to August of 2005, manufacturers were given the option of placing the lights either at the top of the trailer or at the bottom of the trailer. August of 2005, which that's when they start gearing up for the 2006 year models, the government stepped in and said, okay, Mr. Manufacturer, the only place you can place the ID lamps on a trailer is at the top. So if you have a trailer that was manufactured prior to August of 2005 and the lights are at the bottom, they can continue to be at the bottom. It's just you cannot go and add any additional lighting on the same plane, horizontal plane, that the ID lamps are. If they're at the bottom, you can't add any extra lights down there. If they're at the top, you cannot add any extra lights up there.
Now, that's what I was needing to find out. It was confusing when they was talking about them. It's like, okay, I got a bunch of them on the bottom, but I ain't adding nothing to their trailers.
Yeah. No, it's just you cannot have any additional lighting on the same plane that your ID lamps are located.
All right. You have yourself a good day.
All right, Rick.
Rick, thanks, man.